This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
It was Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice Morning Show. Hello, and welcome to a fresh new week. Let's all just try to enjoy it, embrace it. It's amazing. Hello. I hope you had a great weekend.
Did you?
I did.
Well, tell us.
There's literally nothing to tell. It was just a wonderful, we had no plans. We saw no one. I was in and out of that hot tub like a Mo Flicka. It was great.
So you got laid a ton.
More than I wanted to, as usual.
Good for you. Well, yeah. That hot tub, everyone, it sells itself.
Does it?
Doesn't it? Is this where you say the name?
CreativeEnergy.com. Listen, I have to say, I am fully into that hot tub.
I'm sure.
I love that hot tub. It's so fun.
Who doesn't want to get naked and, you know, get in a hot tub.
And have that be it. Who doesn't want that?
John?
It's never it.
It's never it. And so here's the thing. So now I'm getting sneaky with it. And when I wake up at, you know, 6, 7 in the morning, I'm like, that's when I'm going.
Don't get sneaky with it.
I'm getting sneaky with it, Ben.
You know what? I'll just tell you this for all the men's of the world.
Please explain it to me. I can't wait to hear it.
We like you guys so much. Mm-hmm. And you know how much I'm going to tell you.
I didn't know that.
That's... just this weekend. As soon as I get some nook, I'm like 10,000 times more in love, 10,000 times more interested in doing nice things back. I'm like, what can I do for you? How she hasn't put that together, like the minute she does me, I'm all, what else can I do around here? I don't get it. It seems like an easy, like, wow, that guy gets so much more flexible, pliable.
It's not a complex formula.
The math is very so simple. Easy on it. All of a sudden, I'm in at your service, m'lady. Like, come on. What don't you get about it?
Nothing now that you've explained it to me. It's all so clear. Thank you. Thank you for letting me know how to manage you.
Thank you.
It seems very simple. Yes. Woo.
Right.
You guys.
Why is it so hard?
I don't know. I just don't know. It's amazing.
You got me, right?
Man, 100%. I would try to explain that to Sean.
It's the thing is there's a point, though, where you realize they're smart. They get the math, and they still don't want to do it. That's the hurtful part. But either way, I got some, and I was just like, first of all, this weekend was...
By the way, congratulations on that. I'm psyched for you.
That's the... Are you?
Yes.
Okay.
I am because I've been here almost over 9 months, and this is the first time I've ever heard you say, I got some.
But
you never mentioned
it. It's not nearly as much as I want, not even close. But what I'm getting at is we had this weekend where it was graduation party. Like Violet had her graduation party and we went to that.
Your neighbor's 18-year-old.
And we're so proud of her and happy and rooting for her. And she's going to go do awesome things. And
where's she going to school?
You want to hear something weird?
Yep.
I love it.
You know, when I was college aged, I didn't go to away college and I didn't deal with this. But I had friends who did. And when you got your room at your dorm, you got your room and the person you got was who you got.
Yeah, absolutely.
People now can meet each other on Instagram and flirt with different people to see who's going to work out and then pick your person. Why are you looking at me funny? Bob.
I'm just listening.
Do you know this? Did you go through this?
I did go through this.
And did you meet some peoples on Instagram and go like, you seem nice. Do you sleep in? Are you a night owl? What's your deal?
Yeah, back in my day, though, it was on Facebook groups.
Yesterday.
So it was like 10,
yeah, Riley
like
12 was on
years ago.
Like a Facebook thing.
But yeah, it was a Facebook group of like, you know, the class of 2017.
But they would assign you if you didn't come forward.
Yes,
without.
They'll do that.
Well, yes. So you can go random roommate, which is like a solid option. I didn't want to do that because you hear, you know, the horror stories of ending up with some psychopath. So I was like, okay, I'll go on the group. And tons of people were posting like their life stories on there. Instead of posting my own, I just kind of went through. I met this girl. Her name was Stephanie. And she seemed super cool. We were hitting it off. We were Facebook messaging a lot. I was like, oh my God, like, let's be best friends. She was like, let's be roommates. So we agreed to be roommates.
This doesn't end well, can you tell?
I can tell. She couldn't even think of her name. She's blocked this person. She rolled her eyes up to find Stephanie's name.
I just made up a name.
Did you?
I forget her name.
It didn't work out. Okay, got it.
So we agreed to be each other's roommates. So the way it works is you have both put each other down like on the interweb portal or whatever. Yeah. And then the day roommates assignments come out, you know, I don't go and check because I know who my roommate is. It's Stephanie. And some old woman named Barbara has added me on Facebook. I'm like, who's this? And then I realize it's not an old woman. It's not an old woman. It's an 18-year-old girl named Barbara. Crazy. And she messaged me that she was my roommate. And I was so confused. And I go and look up this other girl. And she had blocked me. So I guess she changed her mind. So
I guess so.
It's a big school, but it's not that big. I did run into her a couple times, and one time I was at a party and I confronted her. And like, I wasn't mad because me and Barbara ended up being incredibly close friends, to this day. So it all worked out.
Barbie.
But I saw her at a party once, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, we were supposed to be roommates." She dead looked me in the eyes and just turned and walked away. I was like. And then I met someone through an organization who knew her.
Yes.
And she was like, oh, she lived on my floor freshman year. About 3 weeks into school, an ambulance had to come and take her out because she had gotten so drunk and like she had to go to the hospital. I was like, wow.
So you missed out on the fun roommate.
Well, that's too bad.
Wow.
Yeah. So karma came for her.
Yeah.
Or she's the typical college
student. Karma saved you.
Yeah. I mean, that seems
exactly.
Normal. Well, no, I never got taken by ambulance away, but the partying thing is... Anyway, I didn't realize that they did that. So that was news to me and interesting to hear Violet say, yeah, we met each other, chatted, and then we were like, do you want to be roommates? I do want to be... I was just like, oh my gosh, it's like dating. It's a whole hookup thing.
Except that you're moving right in.
Well, and there's a lot. Like, you could meet someone who would go... I have to have the radio on all night to be able to sleep.
Yep.
No.
Yeah, that won't work.
That's a no.
Well, these days there's little earbuds.
I know, but I'm saying right. Like these
totally.
The things
something.
That the quirks that someone might have.
I need
you
the
just
lights
go,
on the whole night. I'm wicked scared of the dark. I can't do it.
That's another example of like what you might come up against and just go, this is a no.
Yeah.
I'm not.
But you might be scared of the dark and find the person who's also that like that would work out.
Anyway, so we did do that party, and then there was another party in our street, and the kids went down to that, and then me and the missus were watching. Have you seen Jumanji?
Yeah. I think I saw the original Jumanji.
Yeah, the original.
I just saw the original, and then I started the second one this weekend.
Oh.
It's spectacular. Mm. It's really good.
Who's in the second one? Is that the Jack Black, like Jason Momoa?
It is, and Jack Black is great in it.
The Rock, maybe?
No, it's The Rock. It's not Momoa, and it's Kevin Hart.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I did see that.
And some other ladies.
It was very entertaining.
Who?
Nick Jonas.
Oh, and Nick Jonas.
Oh, my God, Nick Jonas.
Makes an appearance out of nowhere.
That.
It was good. I actually think they found a neat way to work in the superstars, and I haven't finished the second one yet, but I thought it was a delight. Anyway, we're in the middle of that, and I realized, hey, the kids are down the street. The kids are down the street.
And we're sitting here watching Jumanji 2.
Yeah, get him. So we, you know, went and did it.
Good job.
And then it was just spectacular. It was like, oh, yeah, this is like, it's always so, it's so great. Kids, they just really know how to rain on your party.
They just really ruined
anyway,
everything.
And they didn't come back. Actually, right in the in the middle of it, the missus goes, you locked the door, right? And I go, hold on. Me and my boner ran to the door and then hit the lock and then ran back and finished. But yikes. That would have been hard on them.
Yeah. Well, especially after the talk this week.
Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yep.
Has that never happened?
They've never walked in.
Mm.
No. Normally, there is a routine. This was one of those moments where we were, it came from outer, you know, Earth the Vin, what are you doing, stupid ass? Go bone your wife. And I went, oh, thank you.
Thank you, voice
outer
from
space.
Above. Right, sure. Wherever that voice is coming from, thank you.
Whatever. Anyway, so that, it was a nice weekend and good weather, and I got to surf.
Yeah. It was actually, I expected it to be much warmer than it was. It was like really nice.
It was
nice.
Pretty hot where we were.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
What about you?
It was nice on Saturday, but Sunday was kind of chilly. I played tennis and I
yeah, it didn't clear up until like 1 o'clock at my house yesterday. And then it was like maybe 63.
Oh, it was cooler Sunday as well, but Friday and Saturday were pretty
beautiful.
Scorching.
Oh, I thought, they were not really nice. Good days, days, solid days. How about you, Bob? You have a good weekend?
Delightful.
Yeah.
The weather in the city was immaculate.
Oh.
Is that a word?
Yeah. Sure. Yeah, whatever.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
650 says, I agree with Bob. My friend's daughter picked her roommate, and it also didn't work out. Maybe better to be random.
Yeah. Riley ended up going random, but then he moved out really quick.
Yeah, he didn't stay in the dorms, did he?
He did for the first semester. Mm. And then by mid-year, he had moved out with some other. But then that didn't go. He had all these friends that he was like, oh, yeah, I'll move in with these people. And it is. And one of them he's still friends with. The other ones, like, you don't know until you're living with someone.
Well, and that is the way.
Yeah.
There isn't no amount of fingers crossed will get you through that without some scars.
Yeah. And roommates are, there's a period of your life where you're just, you have roommates.
Mm-hmm.
And it changes and you move and you get really good at like boxing things up and getting the hell out of there or watching people sneak off in the middle of the night when the rent's due. Like, oh my God, we're so short on rent right now because that jerko left. Yeah, it's a whole thing. But it's a learning time, you know? And I wish Violet very well. You have some very nice friends. I've never met Brian's kids. That's the name, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the wife's name?
Emily.
Brian and Emily.
Mm-hmm.
Congrats on your daughter's
graduation. You know what's funny? And I'll only tell this in the vaguest possible way, but one of their people listens.
Oh.
And so they don't hear us because we live in BFE.
And S, BF, B.
Whatever it is. Right. Far away.
Far away.
On a regular basis, they don't hear us, but their friend does, their person does, and often reports. They mentioned you today.
Oh, fun.
And Brian will be like, I always hear that from
right, so
another way.
Right. Well, that's nice.
It is.
Thank
it
you
is
for
nice.
Listening. Everybody
thank
who's
you.
Listening, thank you. We very much appreciate it.
Yeah, we do.
We try.
I
to
need a hot
fun.
Tub, John. My guy is more like Sarah, but less likely to put out.
Your guy?
I need a hot tub, John. My guy is more like Sarah, but less likely to put out.
Oh, I'm a sure thing on the weekends.
Oh.
At least once. And it sounds like her person is more like me. You know, I'm not into it or anything, but I will do it and pretend I'm into it. And so that's what her guy sounds like, I think.
You're into it.
Totally into it. Oh, my God.
Hey, Vince, says 510.
Hey, Vince.
FYI, the sporty chick in Jumanji is actually the blue chick Nebula from Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh,
yeah,
I love
Karen
that
Gillan.
Chick.
Karen Gillan.
She's like half robot, half person.
Yes.
And isn't she the green chick's sister?
Sister, yeah. Yes.
So,
are they both Thanos' daughters or something too? What's that guy's
name? I think so, yeah.
Thanos collected... like
people.
And,
okay.
Yeah. Karen Gillan had a show that was only on for one season called Selfie. And I think that it got canceled because the name was so bad. But Cal, the guy from Harold and Kumar, was in it. One of my favorite shows. Like, I've rewatched that one season like several times. She's really adorable. I love her.
Funny. I like her in the Guardians of the Galaxy stuff too. So how did we get on her again? What happened?
She was in Jumanji.
Oh, she was in Jumanji.
Jumanji right. 2, I should say. Actually, the first one I started watching with Robin Williams, of course, I was like, oh, Robin.
Robin.
Ah! Mm. And how incredibly bad all the effects are in that movie compared to what we can do today.
What year did Jumanji come out, the first one?
In 95.
Wow.
Or so. Did I just make that up?
I don't know, but
I may have just made
that
up.
Is that really a 30-year-old movie?
You're right.
Was I?
OMFG.
I think I looked it up, but I can't remember now. But I was tripping because the monkeys and the things that happen in the movie are just horrible by comparison to what's done today.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah. It's so good now.
Yeah. It's seamless.
It's and the other night, I was watching just local news. And they have so many effects now. First of all, all the people who are doing the news have to control all their own. They're all walking around with an iPad and like, you know, touching it and trying to make it all smooth. But their whole screen, like I was watching the Pix News, and they've got this huge like arena looking thing that you can tell occasionally their legs go out of shot behind like whatever green screen thing is happening there. But they've got this whole, the whole world is laying out there. They've got the whole Bay, he's walking through the Bay Area. And he's like, oh, down here in Napa, it's going to be this. And over here in the East Bay, it's going to be that. And it's just so, like, that is so integrated in our lives now. Like, and even that looks sort of real. And that's just like on a nightly news thing being controlled by an iPad.
I've said this a few times. Some of the old movies we've watched, including the recent Pacific Heights and Bob's movie review, the movies seem small, and that's because they are filmed on actual sets and they don't go to many spots.
Yeah.
And movies now, they just float in any background they want.
Anything they want. Literally anything.
So it makes the movie seem like they've been on 20 different sets or 50 different sets when they've only been in that warehouse with the green screen. And
even, you remember when green screen, it seemed like there was sort of a line around the body of something? Or, you know, when you put in a real element against the green screen, like that is gone. It really feels like people seem to truly be where they've been placed.
In the Jumanji with Robin Williams, these monkeys are scary and not because of the way they just don't look right.
Mm. Yeah, it is. They're creepy.
They're misshapen and their faces aren't correct.
Oh, no.
They're just all, ugh. And there's multiple scenes with them, so I don't know how they did it, but it looks like crap.
But now, in this updated one, are there more monkeys and now they're perfect?
No, the updated one is nothing like the first one.
Oh.
Totally. The game remains... It runs
still
through
in the
it,
game.
But okay. It's changed.
Yeah. Oh.
Very cool. Super
interesting.
Well done.
What
I liked
year
it.
Did that one come out?
2017, I believe. Hold on a second.
Much more recently, yeah.
Mm.
And there's a third one.
What?
I didn't get to it yet. I still haven't finished the second one.
2017.
Wow.
Yeah, Welcome to the Jungle. And then they did the next level, 2019. So yeah, there's two more.
Oh.
I knocked out a few of the movies we've been talking about on the show this weekend.
Like Dirty
Dancing?
I
can tell you which ones not to watch. No, I did not watch that yet. But I watched that Mountain Top, the one with Steve Carell.
Oh.
No. It's the new one. It's on HBO.
With Steve Carell?
Yeah, Mountain.
I don't know what you're talking about. I have no recollection of a Steve Carell thing.
Mountainhead.
Never heard of it.
I thought we talked about it.
Maybe we did.
Anyway,
I forget things all the time.
No need to watch that one.
I don't.
No need to watch Captain America. But Nona's, the movie with all the grandmas,
with
Italian
Vince
grandmas.
Vince Vaughn.
Delightful.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
delightful
nice.
Movie. Good family movie.
You know what? Grab a trailer and throw it up on the Sarah Mini.
Oh, it's a movie and not a series?
No, it's a movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I thought it was a series.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're not breaking any new barriers with this movie, but it's definitely delightful.
You found it to be heartwarming and delightful.
Yeah, it was right. Just nice on a Saturday.
KLC, HD1, San Francisco, Sarah Mini, Allison Morning Show. Play a quick song here, and we'll be right back.
What?
Wake up!
Thank you
with Sarah and Vinny.
Ding, 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 ding.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking. Or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.